Here are some interesting alternatives for Daf Yomi. The first recording is of today's Daf from the 13th cycle, which is done within about a half an hour. And that's followed by a very fast review, about 5 minutes, allowing you to review the entire Daf quickly. Followed by the same Daf from either the previous cycle's Daf Yomi, or perhaps even from 2 cycles ago, Daf Yomi. Different ambience, usually done in greater detail. You can choose one or the other as your first Daf, the other one as a review Daf. But whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you by Ben Chumot Yerushalayim, is Daf Samach Dalet, and we are holding on the top line. So we learned yesterday, Musaf Sach al Habegech Tamei Mishum Arig. In a very strange statement, we had learned that there's something above and beyond that can be said about Sach, where it is metame more than a beged is. Why? Because it's tame as a weave. What is that supposed to mean, asks the Gemara? Otu beged lava arigu? I mean, that every beged is woven. Okay, comma. No, you misunderstand. Musaf sakala beged is called woven even if it isn't woven. That's the point. That it's metame mishum arig, though it's not. Where afak pi sheino arig tame. Where if you're talking about a few strands of sackcloth, which are basically just strands of hair here, not actual woven cloth, but strands of hair from the ace, from the goat, what in the world would such a thing be useful for? I mean, it still has to be a kli. My chazi, Rabbi Yochanan Shken ani kolea shalosh nimin v'tole b'tzavar bito, because such a thing can be made as a decoration for little kids who can't afford anything else. So instead of having a piece of beged, which is too wide to do this with, you make a little, like you do sometimes on a fish lure or something, you make a little, it looks like a little decorative thing with pieces hanging out, and that is made out of just strands of hair from the ace.
Is that the motif?
That's what's more above and beyond, because no other beged can be a batami like that. It's not a beged. This thing is called a beged anyway. Now, Lamaisa, let's see where we get this from. Tana Rabbana. Sak. Now, the Torah says, in conjunction with Tumat Sheretz, so it lists various kelim. So it says, Mikol Kli Eitz, O Beged, O Or, O Sak, Kol Kli Asher Yaseh Melacha Behem. That's Sheretz. So you might think that this means Dafka, literal sackcloth. How do we know that even Minayin L'Rabot Et HaKil Kli V'Tachevek? Now, these are things that, as we've spoken about, you could be these kolea, these little pieces, or you can make things for an animal. So kilkali is actually made from horsetail, and that we're going to see how we even know horses, even though the Pashtus sack is from an ace. We'll talk about that soon. And these are put either according to the Oruch under the tail to prevent damage when an animal is carrying something, or it's put across its back. It's a chavek, it's similar to the maradat of a chamor. And again, the Rishonim talk about the problem of, I thought we said before, that there's no tachshit to behema. Many tiny that there's a difference between tachshit and beged. The Chazanish is not in that direction. I mean, there are Rishonim who mention it. Others learn that there's a difference in terms of the level of the chashivut of the thing. So a tachshit, something small, mashin can over here, it's big and it's mishamish. In any event, a kilkali and a chevek would not normally be included under sackcloth. How do I go to include them? Talmud lomar, sack. This O is always marbet. Yoko shani marbet, kavalim, tameshichot. You might think that includes string or rope, and that too would be included. No, talmud lomar sack. Sack is tavoi va'orig. It isn't just raw strands. Afkol tavoi va'orig. And we're going to ask on this in a moment. So if it's just a string or a rope, then there's no element in it whatsoever of similarity to beged. Now, if that's the case, we know here by sheretz from kol. So if we're going to say that we're not marva, let's take a look at the dinim of mate. That kol ma'ase izin is marbe kilkali and chevek. There too we ask yochushani marbe tachavalim v'tamishichot. You might think, let us simply add to that anything at all, including ropes, strings, v'dinu. Timei b'sheretz v'timei b'meit. Well, let's look more carefully. We seem to have 2 similar parshiyot. One when it comes to tumat sheretz that we first spoke of, and one when it comes to tumat meit. By tumat sheretz we spoke about a sack, and by tumat meit we spoke about ma'aseh izim, which basically is the same thing. Now, Maaseizim seems more general. Maaseizim doesn't have to be sackcloth. So therefore we're saying, okay, perhaps it ought to include even rope. But if we take a look at the general rule that is given over by Sheretz and by Meit, we shall see that we have no reason to include them. Because if it's Timei B'Sheretz V'Timei B'Meit, just like when it was Metamei B'Sheretz, it speaks of Beged. Lo Timei Ela Tovei V'Arig, Av K'Shetimei B'Meit, Lo Timei Ela Tovei V'Arig. Therefore, we should say that Chol Maaseizim does not include anything. It has to be a real Beged, not a rope. Well, wait a minute, I mean, isn't there a difference? If the Torah is Mekel B'Tumat Sheretz, that makes sense. Tumat Sheretz is indeed not as Chomor. So over there it's a Tumat Kala, Shikala. And maybe that's why it insists on Sak. Does that give us a reason to be Mekel by Tumat HaMet? Tumat HaMet is Chomor. Tumat HaMet requires Hazaav, the Paraduma. It can be Metame Tumat Shiva. Maybe the Torah specifies over there the idea of Maaseizim as a more general term to include even things like Mishichot. Answers the Gemara, indeed, you're right. Were we left to our own devices, we wouldn't be able to say this. However, the Torah goes out of its way to create a Gezerah Shavah. Talmud Lomar, Beged V'Or V'Gezerah Shavah. Take a look at the way the Torah refers to Sheretz. Nemar Beged V'Or B'Sheretz, the lashon that it uses, O Beged, O Or, O Sak, by Sheretz. But it also says, Beged V'Or B'Meit, V'Chol Beged V'Chol Klior, V'chol Maaseizim. Now, just like Beged V'or, Hamur B'Sheretz is in the context of sack, not ropes. Lo Timei Elatavi V'orig, Af Beged V'or Hamur B'Meit, Lo Timei Elatavi V'orig. And I'll take it another step further. Uma Beged V'or Hamur B'Meit, Timei Kol Maaseizim, which includes our kilkali, chevek, and the little things that you make for the girls. Af Beged V'or Hamur B'Sheretz, Timei Kol Maaseizim. If that's the case, now you'll notice that this is a new lima. Before we learned this out from the word O. Now we're learning it out from Maaseizim. Kol Maaseizim. Before we were referring to Sheretz, here we're referring to mate. So for the first time we expand now into something that we took for granted before, which were things that are made out of horsehair and so on. So, now the Gemara is going to discuss this. If it says, Kol Maaseizim, let us limit that to things that are made from goat hair. So, where do we see that we could include horsehair devices? Talmud Lomar, Osak. So, Osak includes other species. Wait a minute. You used Osak before. You said Osak is coming to teach me Kilkali V'Chevek. Ve'afikte l'Kilkali V'Chevek. Yeah, that's true. But that was before we had the Gzera Shavah, the Tumat Meit. So I needed the Osak by Tumat Sheretz, because I didn't know that I would be able to learn it out from Kol Maaseizim. So I went to learn it from Osak as an expansion of Dinei Sheretz. Then I asked, how would I know that's true by Meit? So then I brought the Limud by Meit. Then I asked, well, maybe we should extend it to string and rope. So then I made a Gzera Shavah. But once I make the Gzeirah Shavah, I no longer need the Osak, because now I learn out Tumat Sheretz and Tumat Meit, right? So therefore, Hani Minim Mikamina let the Gzeirah Shavah. That's before I taught you the Gzeirah Shavah. Now that we discovered Hashtadat the Gzeirah Shavah, so now Ayaturle, I have that extra word. The Osak, I don't need it anymore to tell me the Chevek. Therefore, I say, maybe it's to tell me, even Shalsus V'Shalpara.
What's that story?
Sorry?
What?
No, not yet. We'll wait till the Gemara finishes. Ainli Ella B'Sheretz. Now, you might think if that's the case, that we should say horsehair is only true by a Sheretz and not by Tumat Meit. So again, first we're going to go through our Svara. The Dino, Timei B'Meit, V'Timei B'Sheretz, just like the Torah adds by a Sheretz, Davarasa, Davaraba, Miznava Sus, Miznava Para, to be the equivalent of Maaseh Izim, by teaching me that O expands on Sak, Afkishatime Bemeita, Sadavaraba, Miznava Sus, Ubiznava Para, because the Kol Maaseh Izim was expanded to include Sus for Para, in terms of Sak that was said by Tumat Sheretz. Ah, says the Gemara, but you can't do that. Now, you think you could do it, because when we were trying to do it in the other direction, we said, okay, mate is more chamur, you know, so maybe the Torah has other standards. But now, you're going to be marv in the other direction, so you think that we can safely do. But if the third is marba for tumah sheretz, kosher again it's marba for tumah tamei. You think? However, now the Gemara wants to make clear that you can't do this in either direction. Why? Because heini mirba betumat erev she miruba narbe betumat shiva shehi mu'etet. Just because the Torah was marba, an extra din from Osak to teach me sus vepara, by the dinim of what? Sheretz. Okay, sheretz is tumat maga, which is always betame only for one day. So therefore, we should learn out the halach of tumat maid, which is tame for shiva. How do you know? There may be higher standards for something that's going to be makabel, a higher level of tumah. After all, we need to take into consideration not only the makor of the tumah, but also the object which is going to be absorbing this tumah. Not every object can absorb a tumah shiva. So if that's the case, perhaps there is no right to expand the maase izim into susim and parot when it comes to mate. Therefore, once again, I have to come on to my gzerah shava. Talmud lomar, beged v'or, l'gzerah shava, nemar beged v'or b'sheretz, nemar beged v'or b'meit, ma beged v'or ha'amur b'sheretz, asa davar abam iznav asus, iznav apara, ki ma'ase izim, af beged v'or ha'amur b'meit, asa davar abam iznav asus, iznav apara, ki ma'ase izim. So now we have the whole thing wrapped up. Obviously, we could have stopped at any point and asked in the other direction, and how did you know Sus when we first started talking about the Chelik and Kilkovit? We need to look at these limudim as one solid limud. Now, for the first time, we want to ask on our assumption that we have a right to make this Gezira Shava, despite the obvious differences between Tumat Meit and Tumat Sheretz. Says the Gemara, well, I sure hope that this Gezira Shava of yours is Mufna. It's got to be extra words all around. Because if it doesn't have a basis other than in the similarity of words, so that's called a gzera shava that isn't mufna. If a gzera shava is not mufna, if it's not extra words besides being a gzera shava, then I can easily show you why you do not have a right to take the language as a basis of a lima, because ikala mifa. Mala sheretz shekein metame bika adasha. You can't learn out made from sheretz. Sheretz has a much more powerful application, because tumat sheretz is metame even in something as small as an adasha, which is extremely small shear. And therefore, we don't get to such a shear by mate. The smallest we get is the sorah. And because of that, I would say, look, just because it's similar in language doesn't mean it's similar in tumah. Says the Gemara, oh, yes, yes, don't worry about that. Life. Nuye mufli, it is indeed a gzerah shava that is built on an extra term. Because if you take a look at the entire structure of the tumot, we find that there's really a basis for understanding all of these dinim without mentioning the word beged v'or directly. And I'll explain to you why. Because look, the truth is, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a looky ahead into this, because in the end we're going to actually utilize the entire structure. So the Gemara is going to do this piece by piece. But in reality, we've got a reason to integrate both levels of tumah, mate and sheretz, remarkably, through shechvat zera, which is an amazing interrelationship. Because, on the one hand, the Torah speaks of the tumah of Bnei Aaron and the iser of kochim, eating kochim betumah. So over there it says, ish ish bizera Aaron, v'utzarua, ozov, b'kodashim lo yokal, and so on. And then it goes on to say, v'hanogeh b'chol teip tomei nefesh, so note that they're talking about tumah's maids, O ish asher titzei mimeno shichvat zara, O ish asher yiga b'chol sheretz. Okay, so we start off with me, go to shichvat zara, and then to sheretz. So that means that tumat maga b'me and tumat maga b'sheretz are both related directly with a hekesh to ish asher titzei mimeno shichvat zara. Therefore, the truth is, starting from the hafnaya of the words when it comes to sheretz, so we begin, we pretend that we're only talking about the sheretz end. So michtik. Sheretz itkash l'shichvat zera. Dichtiv. Ish asher teitzei mimenu shichvat zera. V'somachlei, ish asher yiga b'chol sheretz. Now, in shichvat zera, we already have the mention of beged v'or. V'chol beged, v'chol or, asher yalav shichvat zera. Okay. Now that means we shouldn't need beged v'or by sheretz, because we've already made a hekesh to the dinim of shichvat zera in which beged v'or mentioned b'feilush. If that's the case, beged v'or de kodav rachmanu b'sheretz lomali. Aha! Shema min alaf nuyei. So clearly, it is to allow us to make our gzera shava. Now hold on a minute. All you've shown me is akati mufti mitzad echad. you've shown me that this Gezeirah Shavah is open, but only on one end, on the Sheretz end. Now, that would be enough, according to one Man Yomar, because any Man Yomar muf the mitzad echad, lemeidim ve'in meshivim. According to Man Yomar, says a Gezeirah Shavah is usable, and you cannot ask mitam hasvara against it, even if you only have one end open. But what about according to Man Yomar, who says you can use the Gezeirah Shavah, but not against logic? And if you have a reason to say that the Gezeirah Shavah shouldn't apply between Sheretz and Meit, which I've already shown you, it shouldn't apply. So, ma'ikel amimah, that's because we already know the answer, because we have that look ahead. The Meit nami ifnim ufna, the obeged or on the Meit side is also extra, because Meit was also itkash l'shich latzera. Because it says Vahano Gea, there it continues on by Isha Shetatimimimimimim Shech Vazera before it. It says Vahano Gea Bechol Tomei Nefesh, O Isha Shetatimimimimim Shech Vazera. So that means that we use the Hekesh on both ends, the Hekesh by Meit and the Hekesh by Sheretz to Shech Vazera to take the place of Kol Beged Vechol Or. That means we don't need Beged V'or by Tumat Meit any more than we need it by Tumat Sheretz. So therefore, Beged V'or, the Kadav Rachmanav Meit, Lamalei, Shema Min Alaf Nuye, and therefore we've opened up the Gezeirah Shavah on both ends to teach me Sus Pora goes from Sheretz to Meit just as easily as Choma Seizim goes from Meit to Sheretz. And now we're happy. Now once already we've built so much around the Dinim of Klei Midyan, we want to look more closely at the psukim that refer to various decorations by Klei Midyan and then examine the entire context of Klei Midyan. So there it says that when they came back from the war, they offered a korban. And the korban consisted of Nikravet Korban Hashem, Ish Asher Matzah Klei Zahav, anybody had found in the war, Etzadah, Tzamid, Tabat, Agil, the Chumaz. I know what an Etzadah is, the bracelet, I know what the Tzamid is, I know what a Tabat is. I'm not quite sure about what an Agil is and what a Chumaz is. So an Agil in the Sippas, we use the word Agil, we can use it for a round thing that goes through an ear. But, I mean, wouldn't that be included in the general Etzadah v'Tzamid list over here? Omar Rabbi Elazar, actually the Agil and Kumaz are more sexy things than just a Tzamid and a Tabat. An Agil is meant to be put over the nipple, so it's a decorative sort of belly dancer kind of thing. And a Kumaz is put directly over the genitals, and that's even more of a belly dancer. So a Kumaz is a Tfus Shabbat HaRechem. Ah, says Rabbi Yosef, that's the case. I understand now why the Targum uses such a funny word. Because Yachi, remember Rabbi Yosef was a big bucky in Targum. Hainu de betargaminan, the Kumaz is called a machoch. Machoch means sort of happy times or smiley times. So Dovra Mevili de Gichuch. This is the type of decoration that puts a big smile or laugh on your face. Omale Rabba, you know, you can see that from the Pasuk. You don't even need to come onto the Targum, because the word Kumaz is not a word that we find anywhere else, and therefore we look at it as a notrikun. So Kumaz stands for Kan Makom Zima. Here's where to come and get it. So he's wearing a t-shirt, so to speak, and that's why we have the Targum, but it's directly from the Pasuk. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu... What's that? Say that?
How did they know it was before the Gemara?
Yeah, it's a Tana. Sure. Of course. It's an early Tana.
Is this a chastity belt at all?
No. It's an exciting... It's not a belt. It's just the opposite. Vayiktzof Moshe Apkodei Achayil. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. What's he getting angry about? Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avoha. He got very suspicious. Wait a minute. A korban. A korban means you guys have been up to no good. Don't tell me. You went out to make a war on Moab because of the way that they were machshir you, and you did it again. Shema chazartan kukulchem harishon. Amru lo chas v'shalom. Lo nivkad mimenu ish. Not one of us has failed. Amar lehem, so what's the korban? In kein kapara lama. Amru lo, why? Just because we didn't do anything doesn't mean we didn't think about it. Imidei avera yatsanu. Midei yirhur lo yatsanu. Therefore, miyad v'nikravet korban Hashem. Famous Tosfos here that we quote so many times in the Dinim of Yifat Torah that says, "What would be wrong about thinking about it if you're even allowed to do it?" Since the Yifat Torah is mutter, so I'm going to say Yifat Torah is mutter. So obviously, you're allowed to consider taking the Yifat Torah. So, what would they have been doing wrong? Tosfos has the most incredible answer. You're only allowed to take one Yifat Torah. Maybe you thought about taking one for a friend. So there are still things in which Yirur would be usur. I refer you to the lovely essay and frameworks on this topic. Okay. Anyway, Tana Devei Reb Yishmael. Why was there a need for kapara in that generation? They had too much fun looking at those girls, even though they were not nitcha with them. Notice the way that the Torah describes the less sexy takshitin with the ones that are really outrageous. There's a lesson here. You're looking at the ring. Well, not quite at the ring. So it's you're looking at the kumaz. Well, not exactly at the kumaz. So that's the point. It really doesn't matter what's turning you on. The problem is being turned on. And therefore, the Torah wants you to recognize you need to avoid any type of such shachtsanut. And now our dear president will introduce
Dr. Hilton Mishnah.
Yotza Isha Bechute Se'ar. As we said before, anything which would require her to completely pull down her hair allows her to walk out, even into Shitzarah, because we're not worried about such a thing. And we even had before in Shita that we're not even worried, and it doesn't mean pulling off all of her hair, even if it would just mean taking the kippah out from underneath. Okay, that was a machloket, and here we'll see what happens. We don't go like that. But if she's got her hair braided up with chutim of hair, now that hair could be her own hair, which would be very natural, but even if it's somebody else's hair, Michel Chaverta, and for that matter, even if it's animal hair, Michel Beima, she could still walk out with that, and wearing a totefet, and wearing a sarbitina. Remember that those we spoke about earlier, and they are sewed to her hat, and therefore she's not going to take it off to show anybody, and it's not going to fall off. Bismanche and tfurim, as long as they are actually soaked. Now, she can even walk out with a kful, and here we're talking about, even though earlier we had a machloket, here we're talking about a kippah shotzemer, ube peyad nochrit, but only to the chatzer. So this is something that increases the look of her, it's like a fall and so on. So not into Rishat HaRabim, but into a chatzer. Normally, we don't make this distinction. Normally, whatever you can walk out with into a chatzar, you'll be able to walk into a shuzram, vice versa. She can walk out with a moch in her ear, so that let's say she's got a ear infection, she needs to either protect her ear from moisture, or vice versa. She needs something to absorb a moisture that's coming out of her punctured eardrum. So b'moksha ozna, or b'moksha b'sandala, she's wearing an orthotic or something to make her more comfortable in her sandal. Or she's wearing a sanitary napkin, b'mokshit kinala nidata. All of these things are part of what she needs and are not going to be removed. By the way, won't she have to remove the moksha b'ozna if she goes to the mikvah? We said before, shemet is damenla tfila shal mitzvah. From where Rav Moshe Zatzal had the guts to paskin that she doesn't have to take out if she has a punctured eardrum and is not allowed to expose her eardrum to water. She can go to the mikveh without taking out the Moshe Bozna, which brought down the house on him. Some guy even wrote a whole book about how the chutzpah of Rav Moshe to paskin against the Achronim that have already spoken about this, and to make the Yukim from a Mishnah, and where do you come as an Achron Shab Achronim to make the Yukim like this? This is Roy for the Rishayim to do. And Rav Moshe writes beautiful tshuva to Yedivi, of course, who in the end, the guy in his old age had to come to Rav Moshe to get a haskama from Rav Moshe. Can you imagine the chutzpah? Rav Moshe gave a haskama from Osnish. So he writes to Yedivi, and he says, I don't understand. Are we to say that Chas v'Shalom, the Torah has stopped, and we're not allowed to give the Piskei Halakas, and for some reason, because something is written in some Chash of a Sefer, we don't have a right to argue on the Chash of a Sefer? We can argue on Rishayim sometimes if we're convinced that's the way to go. And what are we supposed to do? So we should have no new situations. We should be allowed to give Piskei Halakas. Chas v'Shalom, Yagdol Torah v'Yadir b'Zmaneinu, b'Chol HaZmanim, and so on and so forth. A very beautiful tshuva, all based around our Mishnah. So she could walk out with this, and she can walk out with pilpil, or a galgal melach. So if she's carrying pilpil in order to get rid of halitosis, or she has a tooth infection, she needs it to be exposed continually to salt, And for that matter, anything that is nitan befiah, as long as it's not put in on Shabbat proper, because then it looks as if she's just playing a game and she's trying to transfer it, pretending that it's supposed to be in her mouth. And in nafal tachzir because of that. Now, she's wearing a shen totev, but she's wearing an implanted tooth, which is made out of zahav, Rachel zahav. So Rebbe Matir, obviously, this is not something she wants to take out to show around, but the Chachomim answer, because since it's made out of zahav, so because of that, people may laugh at it. It looks clearly different than her other teeth. She may actually take it out. We'll discuss more of this in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, we have three levels here, correct? Her own hair, somebody else's hair, and an animal hair. And the truth is, we need all three levels. Because Iyash min adida, let's say only would have told us her own hair, I would say, okay, mishum de lo mois, there's nothing that is going to encourage her to take it out. Nobody's going to look at that as being strange. Ava chaverta, I mean, you know, it looks a little weird. So maybe people will say, what are you doing with that? And she'll take it off. Say, imalo, yash min chaverta, I mean, at least the same species, you know. But minahu, aval de beima, it's not even the same species. I mean, it's really going to look weird. Imalo, defa tzricha. Now, it does say in a bright of Bavachalot, it say Yalda Bishel Zekina. A youngster shouldn't go out wearing white hair of an older woman. It's Zekina Bishel Yalda. Now, Zekina Bishel Yalda, I understand why I need to be told that. I mean, I would say, you know, okay, she wants to look young, so she puts on hair that sticks out underneath. It's a fall, it looks like she's young. You know, but a Yalda Bishel Zekina, isn't that rather obvious that people are going to say, what's the matter with you? You look like you're 60 years old, you're just a kid. So isn't that a gnai ula? I know that myself. You're right. But I did a ton of skin. Abishal yalda. Tananami yalda abishal skin. Now, we asked her also kvul and a pea nochrit. But we said she can go out into a chatzer. Omarav, you should know that the general rule is, whatever you can't go out into a shetarabim, you can't go out into a chatzer either. But there's one case that is different, and that's the kvul and the pea nochrit. Rabbi Anani Bar Sason, Mishmed, Rabbi Yishmol, says, HaKol Kikvul, everything is like that. Chotzer is mutter. Now, the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says, Kvul and Pe'an Nochrit is mutter lechotzer. So, Bishlema l'Rav Necha, why we mentioned specifically the Kvul and the Pe'an Nochrit. What does Rabbi Anani Bar Sason do with the Mishnah? Yeah. But Rabbi Anani Bar Sason was quoting Rabbi Yishmol. This is Rabbi Yishmol Bar Rabbi Yossi, which is why I just changed the gears originally. Rabbi Anani Bar Sason was Mishmei Deman Karmelai. Who did he quote? He didn't say it's his own halacha. He was quoting Rabbi Yishmol Bar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yishmol Bar Rabbi Yossi, we know, holds that, but he's a Tana who argues with our Mishnah. Tana who is a Poli. Can you explain to me why Rav would say that there's a difference between the Kvul and the Pe'an Ochrit and anything else? I mean, normally, and we're going to see in a minute, that Rav Dafka is very makbid not to make these kind of distinctions. In other words, according to Rav, if you're going to be matir something in one locale, then it's automatically going to become mutter to people in another locale. So why would he differentiate when it comes specifically to the case of Kvul and the Pe'an Ochrit? Omar Ula, that's because we are very makbid that a woman be allowed to decorate herself. Kedei, says Ula, shalotit gana al ba'ala. And this is a well-known psak from Rabbi Akiva, Kedetanya. Vahadava benidata. Now, dava benidata. What is the point of mentioning that a woman feels low? Dava, she's worried. She's stuck in a situation because of her nidot. So originally, the Zekenim Rishonim said, you know what that means? It means put yourself in a mourning situation. That is to say, she should not be sexually attractive. Lo tikhol, don't use eyeshadow. Lo tifkos, don't use rouge. Lo titkashesh bibidei tzivonin, don't dress beautifully and attractively. Acha bar Rabbi Akiva v'limed, no. Don't say such a thing. You're going to turn her ugly to her husband. You think that this is what the Torah wants at the Baba Nidata? It's coming from Halacha about the nature of Nidot. She remains stuck in her Nidot. I mean, you shouldn't say there's a difference between the actual period of menstruation versus the period in which she's waiting and has gotten around to going to mikvah, for whatever the reason is. And here, in fact, the only way to justify the presence of this ma'amar is because, as Aran points out, its connection to the fact that all of a sudden Rav was matir, kvulim b'yanokrit b'chotzer, for this specific purpose, because generally speaking, it's Rav who says that kol makom she'asru chachamim mipnei mar'it ha'ayin afilu b'chadrei chadarim asur. So despite the fact that over here I distinguish between doing something in a chotzer, which I normally would have said, well, you can allow a guy to go do something in a chotzer, it's going to end up being the same as a Ravi. The same thing is true with the when the Chachamim are doing something which would be a chashad, where people will think, like we're going to see in a case in a moment, your begotten got wet, you went out into the rain, you want to hang them up. So, okay, you hang them up, people see them dripping, they say, well, did you wash your clothes on Shabbos? So you shouldn't hang them up in public. Can you hang them up in your home? Says Rob, no. We don't make those type of differences. So even b'chadrei chadorim would be aser. Now, we said before, lo bezog, afo bishapakuk, you cannot take an animal that is wearing a bell, even if the bell isn't ringing, and nonetheless you don't walk out because it looks like you're going to market. V'tanya idach pokek la zug betzavarao betayelim ha-bechotzer. And yet the Braita says you can, as long as it's only in the chotzer. So obviously, not like Rav, right? Well, yes, not like Rav, but it's a machloket Tanaim. Where is the machloket Tanaim? The Tanya. If your clothing get wet on Shabbat, shotchan bechama, you can put them out to dry, but not in public. Have a look in Egedah. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, aser under any and all circumstances, and that is what Rav was basing his psak on. It's aser afilu bechadrei chadorim. We are not marked on any of this kind of stuff. So that women today go out with all types of tachshitin, with all types of falls and so on, even into Rishut Rabin. And the Ritva points out that even Bismano, that was the case. He said, how is it that we completely ignore the Gemara? So he says that some say, you know, it's one of those things which it's hopeless. You'll never get them to stop. Therefore, Anaklam Yisrael Mutav Shiv Shogigin, because anyway, it's only a chashad that maybe she'll take it out. And he brings that indeed the Sar Mikutzi, he says the Rabbanit, he uses the word Rabbanit, of the Sar Mikutzi, says that her husband asked her, and she of course wouldn't do it, and the Rabbanit was makpid. But he suggests that in the same way that the Gemara says, Man darka lot says bir shazav, dafkanisha chashuva, that bizmanenu, women are very makpid, and they wouldn't lower themselves to such a point where they'll take something off to show it. That's not going to happen. Exactly, they're all chashuvim. And as if it's one of those kind of things which we allowed ourselves to accept. Could be the combination of the two, as long as we have an excuse. So we said, well, let's be malamit schus on Yisrael, it's because of this and that. However, it's very interesting, even in the time of the Rishonim already, all of these sugyas were be'ikar shalok yilkata, because we were nohug to do the whole thing. As far as the Peyan Nochrit over here is concerned, I mean, that's the old question. We're talking about being Yotze Indrajit Rabin with a Peyan Nochrit that's mamish on her hair, or is it a fall that's not attached to her hair, in which case there's no exposure, and so on and so forth. Okay, these are all of the discussions Ms. Maneno about this. What do you mean a beged? It's not an oreg. No, he come on. Musaf sakala beged, which even if it isn't oreg, is tame. As if it's oreg. My chosyam Rav Yorshkin oni kolea shalosh nimin v'tola b'tzavar bito. Ton rabot. Sak by sheretz. Emi ala sak. Minay la rabot. Even a kilkli and a chevek. Talmud Omar Osak, Yochosh Animar, but even Chavalim, Meshichot, Talmud Omar, no, has to be like a sock, just like a sock is Tavi Vori, Avkol Tavi, sorry, Tavi Vori. Now, we find the same thing by Meit. Hare Omer, but Meit, Vechol Klior, Vechol Maaseh Izim, oh, it seems to be very broad, Titchato. L'rabot, Kirkali V'chepek, Yochosh Animar, Bechavalim, Meshichot, over there, it's not comparing it to sock. What are you going to do? Ah, v'dinu time b'sheretz v'time b'meit. Ma kish time b'sheretz lo time ala tovivorig. Av kish time b'meit lo time ala tovivorig. Wait a minute. Maybe the Torah is make up a tumat sheretz. That's because tumat sheretz is kala. So because of that, make up a tumat hameit, which is chamura. Therefore, Talmud lomar gzereshava beged v'or beged v'or l'gzereshava nemar beged v'or b'sheretz nemar beged v'or b'meit. Ma beged v'or amur b'sheretz lo time ala tovivorig. Av beged v'or amur b'meit lo time ala tovivorig. And I want to take it one step further. Just like beged v'or amur b'meit was time kol ma'aseh izim, and not only sak, אף בגדבור אמור בשרץ תימי קומה עשה איזים. אין לי, אלו דבר הבא מן האיזים, מניין לרבות דבר הבא מזנב הסוס, מזנב הפרה, תלמוד לומר אוסק. What? You used אוסק already, ככלי וחבק. Aha, but that was before I told you Gzeira Shava, right? Ashtel at Gzeira Shava, now I interlake. So now I could say, okay, in the elabit tumat sheretz, where we have the osak, how do we know tumat meit? Minayin, tinu, time b'meit, time b'sheretz, just like ishtime b'sheretz, asadav rabba mizavasuz, mizavapara, to be the equivalent of ma'asei zim, they're called sak, of course. Okay, kishetime b'meit, asadav rabba mizavasuz, mizavapara, ki ma'asei zim. Ah, wait a minute. Imir Baba Tumat Erev. I mean, yeah, lots of things are Bekabal Tumat Erev. Should we therefore be Narbebe Tumat Shiva, which has a much more limited application, Shimuetet? Talmud Lomar, Beged V'or, Beged V'or, Ligzera Shava. Nemar Beged V'or B'Sheretz, Nemar Beged V'or B'Meit, Ma Beged V'or Mur B'Sheretz, Asadavar Abba Mizava, Suz Mizava Parak Ma'asei Zim, Af Beged V'or Mur B'Meit, Asadavar Abba Mizava, Suz Mizava Parak, Kima'asei Zim. Well, I sure hope this is Mufna, because if it's not, I'm going to hit you hard. You love Mufna. He lied. Of course, it's Mufna. Relax. Followed by Asher Yiga, Bechol Sheretz. Uchtiv baby shechvat zera v'chol beged v'chol or asher yalav shechvat zera. Why do I need to repeat beged v'or baby sheretz, huh? Shmai min alef nuyen. Ah, but that's still only moved to be tzad echad. Ein yich lamad yom moved to be tzad echad l'meinim v'meshinim. What about according to lamad yom l'meinim v'meshinim ma'ik l'meima? No, the mate nami is af nuyen moved to mirt. Mate is also it kish l'shechvat zera d'chtiv. Anu gea b'chol tamin nefesh o isha shetetzemim anu shechvat zera. And b'shechvat zera says chol beged v'chol or. Why then do we need beged v'or the God of Rachmona b'meit l'amalit? Shema min alaf nuye on both ends. V'nikrav et korban Hashem isha shematzak v'zav et zedat zamit tabat agil v'chumaz. Omar Rabbi Elazar agil zetvus shel dadin kumaz zetvus shel beit harechem. Om Rabbi Yosef, yachi, now I get it. Hainan v'targamina mokhuch, davar ha-mevila de gichuch. Om Rabbi, you don't need a targum. Miguf et ekrashbam, and a kumaz is a no-trick, and kan makom zima. Vayitzov moshab kudei achayil. Om Rabbi Nachum, Om Rabbi Arvor, Marla Moshele Yisrael, I can't believe you guys. I just don't believe this. Shema chazartem lekukuchem arishon. Oh, not so hasty. So what's the kapora for? Om Rav Sheshet, Mibnei Ma, Mona HaKatuv, Tachshitin Shebachutz, Tachshitin Shebifnim, Lomar Lecha Kol HaMistaka Be'etzpektana Shel Isha, Gil Mistakel B'makom HaTurpa. Yotza, Isha B'chutei Seyar B'mishalah B'shmechar V'rta B'mishal Bnei Ma, U'betotefet U'besar B'tin, as long as they're Tvurin, and B'kvulu B'pei HaNochrit to a Chotza. She can walk out b'mokshe bozna, b'mokshe b'sandala, b'mokshe tkin on the nidata, with pilpul or a gargar melach, or kol davar nitan b'toch pia for these purposes, b'vad shelo titen lechatchila b'shabbat, because it looks like she's being maharamed, nim nafal lo tachzir, shen totevet, shen shel zahav, which some learn is all one thing or two different lashinas, rebi matir chachamim osrim v'tzricha. Okay, that's not Mois. Chavrata, people are going to laugh at it. It's Mois. Same alot. Yibir Chavrata, at least the same species. Avad Meimala Barbina, she may take it off. Same alot, Tzricha. I understand I need to be taught about a skena b'shal yada because it's a shevachula. But a yada b'shal skena, that's stupid. So what do you need to tell me? It's a gnayula. Yeah, you're right. I need to tell you skena b'shal yada. Tell you nami yada b'shal skena. Bikvulu peyad nochrit lachatzer marab. Kol shasru chachamim latzeit po l'rshut harabim. Azul latzeit po lachatzer chutz bikvulu peyad nochrit. Rabbi Anani bar Sason mishmeda Rabbi Shmuel amar. no, it's all the same thing. I understand why the Mishnah has singled out the Kvulapeh Anochrit, but according to Rabbanani Bar Sason Kasha, well, who did Rabbanani Bar Sason quote? Mishmei the man karm, Mishmei the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, okay? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi has a right to argue on the Mishnah. He's a tanu v'poli. Rav Maishna ani, omer l'kidei shalot itkada abala, kiditanya v'hada v'avad idata, zekenim arishonim aru, she should act like she's in an event v'ilut, lo tikho, lo tifkos, lo titkashin b'gdei tzivonim, ad shabar Rabbi Akiva v'limei, no, im kerata megana abala, nimtza abala megarsha, elamat abud lomar adava b'nidata, b'nidata te'a שתבוא במים. אומר רבי יהודה מרב, כל מקום שעשו חכמים בפני מראית העין, אפילו בחדרי חדרים אסור. Is that true? On the one hand, it says סתן ולא בזוג אף פי שפקוק, ותעני רפוקק אוסוס בצוואר המטיילים ובחצר. Explain that. Well, you're right. That's against Rav. But there's a machlok at Tanaim here. The Tanya. If your clothes got wet in the rain on Shabbat, Shotchan b'chama v'lo k'neged ha'am. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim, just like Rav said.
That we said we would understand it later on because the Pasha says it doesn't make any sense. It says Musaf Sak ala beged shetametami mishum ori. The sack is considered to be more, has more tuma than the beged has, because it's tami mishum ori, which of course doesn't make any sense because the beged is tami mishum ori. I mean, what does it mean? Oh, to beged lav origu. You mean to say a beged isn't considered ori? Hochi koma Musaf Sak al ha beged afa fisha eno ori tami. What it means is shetami mishum ori, that a sock is metami mishum ori even when it isn't ori. That's the pshat. So that there are cases where if you made something out of sack, even if it wasn't woven, but this was the maximum thing that you would make out, you wouldn't bother to weave it, you would just use it, just spun together, that would also be tami. Lamai chazi, what would it be useful for? Amar b'yokrin shket oni kolea sholesh nimin v'tolev etzavar bito. Because you can find a case where an oni will use this to put around his daughter's neck. So what is this? What do? You take three separate strands from the A's and you sort of twist them together. So, but that braiding is the equivalent of ori in a normal bag. Tana rabbanan sak emi ela sak minayin l'rabas sakilkuli v'sachavek tabedomar o sak. It says sack, which l'chora means a sackcloth, which is in fact a type of orig. So how do we know, what about these things, a kilkli and a chevek? These are things which are made from sack, that are made for the behema. The bottom part is used, the kilkli is used as I've never seen such a thing, but apparently it's quite common the way that we've shown and describe it. A kilkli is sort of like a coat that you wear around the bottom of the animal, which is supported around the top by straps. So the chevek is the straps it's attached with, and the other part goes around the bottom. Both the top and the bottom, the strap and the actual piece of the coat, have pieces coming out of it that the animal can be led by. Because otherwise it would be considered to be a tachshit for behema, which isn't mekabel tuma. It's only klei adam that are mekabel tuma. All right, so that they're masbir, that it has these straps on it. So how about that? Talmud Lomar Osak. Well, that comes to the lashon of O is a ribui, and there it comes to tell you not only the normal sackcloth, which is used for shepherds to wear, but also even these things. Yochushani marve as a chavalim ve'as a mishichot. You might think that you could also be marve ropes and rulers that are made from sack. In other words, made from hairs of the A's, which you don't do anything with. You don't even spin them together, right? And you just use it as a long hair, and you measure with it. So Talmud Lomar, there that I know is not included because it says sak ma sak tavui v'aruk afko tavui v'ari. So just like normal sackcloth is tavui v'ari, so too over here it has to be tavui v'ari, and if it's just a piece of string that isn't even tovui, then it doesn't have the shame of ariga that we're going to be mocked for sack. The tovi alone is considered to be ariga. So now this entire thing, where does it appear? It's dafka by sheretz. Now we want to know what the din is by mace. Harihu omer b'mace, v'chol klei or, v'chol ma'asei izim, tichato. So what is chol ma'asei izim coming to be marva? The rabba is ha'kilkali v'sachet. Same two things that we had with the animal, that even though that's not the normal beget sak, nonetheless it's also included from the v'chol. We have the same, now we have the Bryce is saying the same thing about mace that we did with sheret. If we're marba, the kyokli, and the chevek, so you might think I can also be marba, anything that you make out of notes of shalizim, even when you don't do a tviya, and you have basically a long hair, except you have a lot of hairs together, but they're not woven together. So you have long hair, and you're using it to pull things, or it's a thin hair, and you use it as a ruler, so maybe that would also be good. So now we're going to stop for a moment, and we're going to ask ourselves, what's the price of talking about? If we know that that's the din by sherets, why don't we know that that's the din by mace? Okay, so this is now an interruption. V'din, wait a second. Time v'sherets, v'time v'mace. The Torah says that sherets is time, the Torah says that mace is time. So if we see that the Torah was only matami sheretz that's tovi v'arim, after shetimi v'meis tovi elatovi v'arim. So why do I need a separate pasuk now to explain? I don't know what that pasuk is, but I clearly see the Bryce is about to bring a pasuk to teach me that you shouldn't say that non tovi should be non oruk should be that non tovi shouldn't have the din of oruk by sak. Why do I need to know it for? Says the Gemara, wait a second, what do you mean? Of course we need a pasuk. Heinim hikiel b'tamei sheretz, shikala nekev b'tumas amei shichamura. What's the raya from tumas sheretz, maybe? Since tumas sheretz isn't so powerful, it's not going to be tamei shivas yomim, and it doesn't have the chumrat, the chumrat tumas amei. So maybe the reason that the Torah was made to say that a ruler isn't tamei is because it's sheretz. But mashikin, where if we have the riboy of kol, by mace, maybe kol means mamish everything, even including a straight hair that you didn't do anything with. So therefore, I need the pasuk. Now, getting back to the original lima, Talmud Lomar. Okay, so now I know why I need the pasuk. Talmud Lomar, beged v'or by mace, beged v'or l'gzera shava. It says beged v'or nemar beged v'or b'sheret, v'nemar beged v'or b'mace. So now ma beged v'or omer b'sheret, we've already established. That what is the meaning of beged v'or b'sheretz? Lo time ela tovui v'ori, av beged v'or amur b'meis, lo time ela tovui v'ori. So m'meila, we now know that whatever the dinim are by tumas sheretz apply automatically by tumas meis. And what's more, we also know the inverse. That ma beged v'or ha'amur b'meis, time kol ma'aseizim, av beged v'or amur b'sheretz, Timei kol ma'ase izim. So therefore, anything that's made from the izim, we learned out from maize that it's tamei from the lashon of kol. So now we know the same thing by sheretz, and we're going to see that that frees up our limud that we had before from sheretz, where we didn't realize that we actually could have learned it from maize. So now this gzera shav is now going to free up the pasuk. We'll be able to use it for something else. Hein liyela davar haba min ha'izim, minayin l'rabos davar haba miznav asus, miznav ha'parah. Maybe when it says over there, ma'aseh izim, it means literally ma'aseh izim. But what if you make something out of house hair, horse hair? So then maybe it shouldn't be included. Talmud lomar osak. Now, osak was the ribui that we had before by sheretz, by for kilkali and chevek. So now we're getting confused. We used osak before to tell me kilkali v'chevek. Now all of a sudden we want to be marba more, so we're saying we can use osak to be marba even sus and para v'hafikte l'kiyukle v'chevek. Didn't you just use osak a minute ago at the top of the dam to tell me that by sheretz kiyukle v'chevek it's considered to be metame even though it's not normal maaseizim? Yeah, sure I did, but ani milani kamini leitzik zera shava. That was before I knew there's the zera shava beged v'har. That said both by mace and by sheretz. But hashtadas gzera shava. Now that I know that there is such a gzera shava, so what? I didn't have to make the whole lima b'chatchila by sheretz. I now have osak as being extra. What am I going to use it for? I'm going to use it to teach me the din that I, even if I make something out of horse hairs, it's considered to be tamei. Okay, but now where does it say it's considered to be tamei? En liela b'sheretz. The tumas mace minayi. How do I know now? Of course, We know how we know. But we want to show that it's necessary to get to the Gzeirah Shavah again. I mean, obviously, we've already made the Gzeirah Shavah, right? But in other words, we want to show why it's necessary to come out to Gzeirah Shavah. That's Tamas Svara. So how do we know by Meis? Well, what do you mean, how do we know by Meis? V'dinu. Isn't that part of what's understandable? Timei b'meis v'timei b'sheretz. So now we have the same situation we had before, except in reverse. We've managed to bring a pasuk to tell me that that it's going to be tamei over here, the lechumra that it's going to be tamei by sheretz. So kochikin. If it's Tumas Meis, we said before, it's more common than Tumas Sheretz. So Tumas Meis should certainly be chal on something that's made out of horsehair. So what do we need? What are we looking for more than that for? Says the Brass, oh, no. Einim hirba betumas erev, shehimu ba, narbe betumat shiv'a, shehimu etes. The fact is that Tumas erev is the norm for Tumas. It's very rare to find a case to be Tamei Shivas Yomim. So it's more difficult for us to add a halacha into Tumas Shiva. In other words, once we're going to say that this is included in Maga HaMeis, we're now saying, oh, I have a new thing that can be Tamei Shivas Yomim. What is that? Horsehair clothing. Now, wait a minute. Tumas Shiva is something that you don't easily assume, because the Torah was very mocked, that only rare cases are Tamei Tumas Shiva. So really, you can't assume that since it's included in Maga Sheretz, Lagavi Tumas Erev, that will also include it in a much more difficult to achieve category, which is Tumas Shiva. So maybe, the Torah is willing to let the standards go down a little bit for what's considered to be a beged when it comes to Tumas Sheretz, because that's not such a chomerdika tumah. But something that's a very rare thing, that applies only to the finest of the good, and not to horse hairs. Mamela, we have to get back once again to our Gzeirah Shavah, and we would say, Nemar Beged Var B'meis, Nemar Beged Var B'sheretz, Nemar Beged Var B'meis, Ma Beged Var Amur B'sheretz, Asa Dov Rabba Mizrav Asus, U Mizrav Apara, Ki Ma Asei Zim, Af Beged Var Amur B'meis, Asa Dov Rabba Mizrav Asus, U Mizrav Apara, Ki Ma Asei Zim. So now we know the halachas from each one on the other. So we were marviach the usage of the psukim also because of the Gzeirah Shavah. Now, we really could have asked the question we're about to ask on the first part of the Brisa. But first we wanted to say all of the various things we're going to learn out of this Gzeirah Shavah. Then we're going to ask what right we have to rely on this Gzeirah Shavah. So now, says the Gemara, well, I sure hope this is mufna. Meaning that this Gzeirah Shavah, you see there's a Gzeirah Shavah that you have, which is based on the usage of the word in two places. Then there's a Gzeirah Shavah that you have where not only is the word similar, but it appears to be there for no reason in one of the places. So that's called Mufna Mitzad Echad. And then you have a Gzeirah Shavah where in both places, not only is it using the same Lashon, but it's using it for no reason. That's called Mufna Mishneit Stadim. Says the Gemara, I sure hope that this is Mufna. Why? Because if it's Mufna, then the fact that it's extra allows us to say that this Gzeirah Shavah applies even on things that are illogical. Mashing, if it's not extra, then it's just sort of like a Gilui Milsa. Well, okay, if there's no reason to differentiate, and this is the way we see the word used here, so then probably that's the... But if I can tell you, wait a second, there's two different things, you can't really compare, then you can't rely on a Gzeirah Shavah that's not Mufna. So now the Gemara wants to point out, if we're able to say that it's not really logical to learn from Sheretz to Meis or Meis to Sheretz, then this Gzeirah Shavah better be Mufna. Dilav Mufna, if it isn't Mufna, Ikel Mifrach, Lamala Sheretz came a time of Kadash, that the din of Tumas Sheretz is Bichlal more chaver than Tumas Meis. Yes, Tumas Meis is more chaver than Tumas Sheretz too. But you can't assume that you're going to give something a din of Tumas Sheretz, of Tumas Meis, just because that's Tumas Sheretz, because Tumas Sheretz is very chumra. What's its chumra? That whereas by Meis you eat Kizai, it's Minah Meis. But by Tumas Sheretz, it's enough to have only a Kiyadasher, it's a very small shear. Says the Gemara, lie. Oh, yes, absolutely, indeed. Afnei Mufna. It is Mufna. Where is it Mufna? Michna. Sheretz is Kishl Shechva Zera. Dichsiv, Isha Sheretz Etzei Mimenu Shechva Zera. And then the next one, Isha Sheikah B'chol Sheretz. So that means that we consider anything that would be Mekabel Tumah from Shechva Zera, to be shayach the Kabbalah's Tumah from Sharetz. Now, it says by Shechva Zerah, Chsiv Bei Shechva Zerah v'chol beged v'chol or, asher yihye alav Shechva Zerah. So now I know that that means that by Sharetz also, beged v'or would be included. Why does it have to say then beged v'or if it said already beged v'or by Shechva Zerah? So that means the beged v'or dekat rabban b'sheretz lomeli. Shmamin alav nuyin. The only reason it says it is to have it extra so that nobody will ask, how can we learn out made from Sharetz? Oh yeah, but still, akati moved the mitzad echadu. It still only moved on one end. Which end? The end of Sharetz. But we haven't shown that the mace end is moved. Now, hey nichel manu moved the mitzad echad lemein and vein meshivin. This is a big machlokas. Whether if there's only even only one end of exeris shava, whether it's also completely valid, and you can't ask any questions on it. Okay, if that's what you hold akat manu yomar. So then we've got nothing to ask. El lemanu yomar lemein u meshivin. That you can still ask an exeris shava that's only open on one end. So then, how come we don't ask over here? Ma'ikel meima says the Gemara because meis nami ifnuyim mufne. This exeris shava is open on both ends. It's open on the meis end also. Why? Because mifti meis ishkish l'shich v'zera. Because meis we also have the same ekish tachsim. In that same parsha, the next pasuk v'ano geba kol tomei nefesh. Oh, isha shetetzim imenu shich v'zera. B'chsiv shich v'zera. V'chol beged v'chol or. So again, if we see the Giyah B'meis is the same as Tetzim Menor Shechva Zerah, so then, and we know by Shechva Zerah called Beged V'chol Or, so then why do we need Beged V'or to God's Rechman L'Gabi Meis Lomali? Shema Minolaf Nuyein. Tosis points out a very interesting problem, which is, well, now that we've shown that Meis is Ishkir Shechva Zerah, and that Sheretz is Ishkir Shechva Zerah, what do we need the Gzera Shabbat for? Right, because now equals are equals to equals. I mean, and the din is only by kachim we have a problem with that, because ein lamedim lamad min alamad by kachim. But you can't establish that if one thing is mukish to another, and that thing is also mukish to something else, that the two are also mukish to each other. Right? That doesn't apply to kachim, but to tyrus it does apply. So then, what do we need all gzera shava for? This doesn't have an answer to that, because we ought to be able to use the hekish. V'nikrav es korban Hashem, and so now where do we learn out these various kelim from? Because by Klei Midyan it says that when they came back, so they presented to Moshe Rabbeinu as a korban to the Mishkan. They said, we brought the korban Hashem. Isha shematzak klei zahav etzadav etzamit abat agil v'chumatz. What are these things? Amar Rabbi Elazar, agil when it says something round. Zetfus shel dadin. That was like a decorative covering for the breast. That would actually cover the breast, would be very shiny and attractive. Kumaz, zetfus shel beisarechem. That would cover the genitals and be shaped like the genitals. And these were decorative. Amr of Yosef, now I understand. And now that I know what a kumaz is, yachi hainem etargaminon mochoch. That's why the targum of it is mochoch, which means joking around. Dobra maybe li day gichuch. So we consider Mokam Erev to be something that is cynically laughed about. Amale Rabba, you don't need the Targum. Miguf v'dikra, Shlomo, you can learn it out from analyzing the word. What does kumaz mean? Kan makom zima. Kumaz. So it must be that it's referring to some kind of decoration over the vagina. So Moshe got angry at them. It continues on. Why did he get angry at them? What are you bringing a carbon for? You're getting me very suspicious over here. A guy goes off to a war with these beautiful women, comes back and says, I got all kinds of kaparas I need to achieve over here. Yeah, that's what you were going out to fight in the first place. So they told him, none of us has been lost, meaning has been lost to his tzitkits. So then what's this kapara jam? In Cain kapara lama. Well, all we said was nobody's lost. That doesn't mean that we didn't have problems. Miyad vani kravis korban Hashem. So then after that, they immediately bring this korban. Why did they need that kapara? Because they zanu over here, Rashi says, not a lashon. It's not like the Mesillas Yesharim's job. The zanu imeyam, where he learns it means they did znus with their eyes. And Jimmy Carter's what was it called? What did he call it?
Lust.
No, he used it more than a lust. No, on the contrary, he said that he committed adultery with his heart. Was this something, right? In his heart. So that's how the Mesillas Yesharim learns that any aspect of Erevah is the equivalent of Erevah in that Eiver. So if you use your Einayim for Erevah, you could say your Einayim were Mizanas, so to speak. Rashi learned Zanu means literally to enjoy, Yishmat, right, to fill yourself up. There's a Zanu Einayim. It's the same thing as Mazon. In other words, that they had a Gishmak at time. And we find the same thing by Lahavdil, by Nodav Avihu, where it's also a Lashon of Vayochlu, Vayishtu. They compare it. In other words, they enjoyed the Mar of the Shechina, as if they were eating. So that's how Rashi learns the Lashon here. Omer of Sheshit, Mibnei Mamma Naha Katuv Tachshitin Shebachutim, Tachshitin Shebifnim. This is like a very interesting pasuk, because we're putting together, they're bringing a carbon here. So what's their carbon? I mean, it seems to be very gentle on the one hand. They're bringing these rings. Okay, rings. Everybody wears rings. Then they're bringing these breast things, and they're bringing these genital things. I mean, why do we put the two together? They're not on the same level at all. Lomar lecha that they are. If you look at a woman's little finger in order to enjoy herself where she's wearing a ring, it's like looking at the kumas. So the mela, the two, that's they needed to bring the carbon, a kapara, for the two together to be okay, you're very complete.
What will we come out of this compressed fabric that wasn't woven, it was just laid together like glue, according to the...
We had discussions of Levadim. There's Gezeris on Levad. We had, you know, we spoke with Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, the Gabi Levad, by the Kilayim. You know, so apparently it needs to be also hard plus pressed in order not to be included in the Gzera. But in Okinami, it's not true at all, even knows. It's not considered to be included under the general concept of beggar. Not midiraisin. Yotzai Shabachute Sar, a woman is allowed to wear. We remember that we started off, the first Mishnah told us that a woman is not allowed to wear ribbons in her hair. The reason was because if she needs to go to the mikveh, she'll have to remove the ribbons. So then, she may end up carrying an arba amos brishus rabin. But at that point, we were machalik between the materials of the ribbon. We said we're going to see later on in the mission, Marbiz Araya, from later on, that if it's a tough material, then it doesn't prevent water getting through. And the toughest material was hair. So a woman is allowed to go out wearing hair in her hair as hair bands. Bein mishalah, whether this hair in her hair is her own hair, or bein mishal chaverta, whether she's wearing someone else's hair. And for that matter, bein mishal beima, if it's straight hair, she could use animal hair. Because as long as it's tough, then the water is not going to be prevented from hitting her on there, and there's no problem with chatzitza, so she wouldn't have to take it off before going to the mikveh anyway. She can also go out betotefes ubesarvit, and we had this before, the frontlet across, and also the one that comes down along her cheeks. Bizman shem tevurim, if they are sewed onto her tichel, because then she's not going to remove her tichel in order to show them off. B'chvul u'b'feya nochrit. Now before we had a machlokas whether kvul was referring to kabla the avda, or whether kvul was one of the things that was brought up right now was felt, whether the kvul is a felt covering for her head. But here, definitely it's referring to a kvul, it's a felt cut, keeper shel tzemer. So b'chvul u'b'feya nochrit v'chotzer. B'moch shebozna. She's allowed to wear a cotton ball in her ear, or b'moksha b'sandala, or she's allowed to wear, let's say, a foam padding for in her shoe, or b'moksha t'kinalanidata, or she can wear a sanitary napkin, because in all of these things we're not choshesh that either she will take it out, or that even if it falls out, that there's going to be a problem of her carrying it. Although we'll see that the cotton ball has to really be put in tightly, because otherwise we are choshesh that it'll fall out, because it's not that moksha. The pilpul, she can have a peppercorn or a galgal melach to keep in her mouth. The cholavashnitan tochpia, anything actually, In other words, she's walking around with a mint candy in order not to have bad breath. Or she has a problem with a tooth, so she's carrying around some salt in her mouth in order to make the infected tooth feel better. In all of these cases, it's mutter, because there's also no chash, which is going to take it out. As long as she doesn't put it in, lechatchila on Shabbos, why? According to Moshe, it says, because you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Since over here she's using this for medicinal purposes. So Mamela, we have a gzera. The Tosus learns that it means, and Bilvat Shalotitain is going back on all of these that I was mocked. It has nothing to do with medicine, because Tosus brings a raya that since the next word is Nafalo Tachzir, if it falls out, she can't put it back. And since the halacha is that if a medicine falls off, you are allowed to put it back. The only time that there's a problem of putting back is where you have an ointment. Where there, if you put it back on, so then you may be rubbing the ointment, in which case that's memareach on Shabbos. But otherwise, there's no problem. Once the medicine was used, of continuing to use it as a dressing on Shabbos. So how could this be Osiris medicine? Mishlein, if the Mishnah hadn't said you can't put it back on, you could have fooled me, says Tosfos. But if the Mishnah says you can't put it back on, what does it have to do with medicine? Therefore, Tosfos has a whole different pshat. He says, if somebody sees you taking it now, he may think that you're just fooling around. You don't really want to keep it in your mouth. You're trying to get it to another Rishus. So you're, in order to be Marim, that you're not doing Otzah, so you think you're going to put it into your mouth, that it shouldn't be noticeable that you're being mozi. So therefore we're gozer. But if you have it in your mouth and no one's going to see it, then there's no problem. Shein totevet. Now, one way of learning is like this. Shein totevet, a false tooth, which is a shein shel zahav. In other words, dafka, a false tooth that's made out of gold. Rebbe matir v'chachomim osri. Right? Or shein totevet, or shein shel zahav. The other way of learning it is, Shein Toteves is part of the list before, that a woman can go out with Pilbul, Galgomelach, and in anything that's in her mouth, including a Shein Toteves, including a false tooth. But a Shein Shel Zahav, where it's not a false tooth, but it's a gold tooth, in which case it's going to be very noticeable, and then people may laugh at her, she may get to feel uncomfortable, it's attracting attention, so then she may come to take it out. The Rambam incredibly learned she may take it out to show it off because it's so pretty. I mean, not the Rambam in the Pir Shemesh Nights. So that would be the Xerath of Chachamim. Rebbe is Marta the Chachamim Rose. Now, the Tzricha, we need to mention that these Chutei Sar that she's allowed to go out with can be her own hair, her friend's hair, or even an animal's hair. Why do we need to mention in that order? Because if it would have said, Yashvini Dida, Mishundalo Mois. Because it's not disgusting to walk around with your own hair, even though your own hair is not attached. Avo chaverta de mois, to use your friend's hair, which is disgusting. Who knows what kind of cootie she has on those hair, right? That's how the Rambam learns it, because you can get infected. You get scalp infections from another person's hair. That's how he learns it's most. Imolo, so she may decide, oh, I just can't take it anymore, and take it off. Right? In which case, she may end up carrying it. Viashvinin de chaverta. The basmino, if it says her friend's hair, okay, at least it's the same species. How will the behema to go around wearing an animal's hair? Love barmino, so it's even more alien. Or you can learn that it's something that people would be more likely to notice and she'd be made to feel uncomfortable about. Rashi learns, ema lo. So there you might think that we have to be gozer, that she may come out to take it off. Tzricha. Tano, it says in the Braisa, Bavachelot, they say Yalva, Bishol, Zekinah, Bishkinah, Bishol, Yalva. As long as you don't have a youngster wearing a white hair, you know, something that comes from an old lady, or an old lady who's wearing something that is obviously is going to be black on white or white on black, then it's very noticeable, and it's likely that she'll take it off. So, Bishlem, Zekinah, Bishol, Yalva, Shevachullah. To say that an old lady is wearing a child's hair, okay, I understand that there's an advantage to it. It looks nice, maybe. Eliyahu, this is how Tosafos learns. Eliyahu b'shel zekeinah. It's an incredible child. Eliyahu b'shel zekeinah. My, why bother mentioning it? Gnai ulas. No, this would never happen. So there's no point in discussing such a thing. That's how Tosafos learns. The portion of pshat is Tosfos says, is to have the gears the other way around. And therefore, we want to know, once you tell me that even something which is G'nayula is Aser, and I mean that isn't G'nayula is Aser, so where there's less of a chash to take it off, so Koshigain, if it's G'nayula, it's going to be Aser. There it's also the chash of taking it off, no, it's all. But this Girsa, this Girsa doesn't make sense, because we often say the things that, you know, that Lozu Aser, so then we would be saying, not only this, but even where it's not such a G'nay, it's also Aser. So what would be the Gemara's kasha? So in order to be Mekayim this gear, it doesn't say it's funny trap, but it means, well, why bother mentioning it? Because a girl would never do this. Now here we come to the part that's really nogeya very much halacha lemaisa, bikvul ubebeya nochris lechatzer. So here it says you're allowed to wear the head coverings in the chatzer. Amarav kosh asu chachamim latzis brother shes ravim asu latzis bechatzer chutz mikvul ubebeya nochris. Says Rab, this implies very clearly that anything that you're not allowed to wear which is a rabbi, such as a ring or a necklace or a bracelet, you're not allowed to wear even in the chatzar. Because it says that you're only allowed to go out with your sheitel in the chatzar. Mashma, with your ring, it's also to go out into the chatzar. I mean, that's an incredible chorma. According to that, no woman would be allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Says Rav Anani bar Sason, Mishmed Rav Yishmo, Hakol kikvul. Everything is the same as a kvul. A woman's allowed to wear it in a chatzar that's not mu'urim. Now, wait a second here. The Mishnah says, it's non, the kvul of Be'an Nochris l'chatzar. I mean, it stresses, you can only go out with the kvul and the Be'an Nochris, mashma, that all of the other decorations that we said were osur in Rosh Hashanah are also osur in a chatzar. So, Bishleim l'rav necha. I mean, the Mishnah seems to be saying what Rav is saying. El Rabbi Hanani bar Sason kasha. What are you going to do with the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Rav Anani bar Sason, Mishmei Demanko Amarle. He didn't say it in his own name, did he? Who was he quoting? He was quoting Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Well, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is a Tana. Upolik, say Nochinami. He argues on the Mishnah. And he says that everything is kikful. But the Pashtas, Lefi, the Mishnah, and like Rav, it would be usher to go out with any kind of jewelry. Except for a sheikh. Why should we be matir a woman to wear a sheitel if we're not matir to wear a ring? There has to be something that we allow a woman to wear in order that she, her husband shouldn't get sick of her. The Pesuk says Adava b'nidata. Adava means miserable, right? Rejected. So the Zekenim Harishonim used to learn that pasuk to mean literally. In other words, that a woman should feel rejected completely. She shouldn't use eyeshadow, she shouldn't use rouge, and she shouldn't wear nice clothing. That's what hadava means. She should be miserable. If that's the way you're going to treat a woman, so the end her husband's going to get to hate her also.
Why should she be miserable?
Because it says Adava. It's Lashon Choli.
But that's Choli because of the...
Fine, but so what is it being Mosiv? It means that her whole Mitzvah should be rejected and feeling down. Right, so she should be Meruchak, so to speak. That Lashon Minuda Dava, right? Separated away from normal intercourse in the broadest sense. Yalamatam Lomra Adava Benidata. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, what does Dava benidata mean? Not minuda in her nidas, but benidata tehei achtava b'mayim. In other words, she is continuously a nida even when she isn't a nida. Meaning that unless there's tefillah, there's no kula in not being a nida. So a nida doesn't refer to the actual menstruation; it refers to a woman who's tamea from having been raw nidas 50 years before. Now, so now it comes out, halacha l'maisa, what do we do? Because that was halacha l'maisa for Shepaskanite, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that only a kvul is mutar in a chatzar. And yet we see women running around all the time wearing jewelry and nobody says a thing about it. So, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch takes the Tosfos over here and says, look, Sof Davar, he says, the bottom line is that Omru Kadmoni mutar shiyu shogim v'lo yu mezidim, because they won't listen to us anyway. So better not tell them that it's usher and let them go out with it, because what woman's going to listen to you that she shouldn't be? So that the Shulchan Aruch starts with that yisod. He says, Be'emes, our women are wearing all of these things, it's really usher. But no women ever listen to you about something like this, so just shut your mouth and don't say anything about it. Then he says, however, there are those who learned schus on the minhag. Now, the mice, all of these various schusim that are learned on the minhag are found here in Tosfos. The Tosfos learns, has a couple of interesting pshatim. One pshat that he learns is that the whole din is only based on the iser of Rosh Hashanah, right? Except that we aser a chutzer, because a chutzer already, if we're going to let her wear it in the chutzer, she'll already go out into Rosh Hashanah. But suppose you live in countries where there's bechlal no Rosh Hashanah, such as Bi'amein, who says Tosfos, where you don't have 600,000 people using the street, and the streets aren't wide, they're basically alleyways, and so on and so forth. So over there, maybe there's no gzeirah lechatchila to aser chutzer because of Rosh Hashanah. Others argue on that, because they say, well, there's no comparison. A carmelis is also Rosh Hashanah. Where do we ever see that we're mocking a carmelis? The most you could say is that we don't have Rosh Hashanah, but the Rosh Hashanah was also a gzeirah. Right? So to say that because we don't have Rosh Hashanah, we only have carmelis, when Mela we're going to be mocking the chutzer, who said? And why, even if we're mocking the chutzer, why should we be mocking a carmelis? We treat a carmelis like Rosh Hashanah. So how come women are walking around in the street wearing jewelry? So therefore they want to say another check. I want to say the pshat that, and there's different approaches to this pshat. The nicest approach is the way the Ramah learns it. Remember that we had the yesodos before, like Rebbe Eliezer said in a number of places. Well, who is the derech to walk out with an irshal zav and isha chashuv? And isha chashuv is in Mara, right? So some say the pshat, we have so much jewelry, everybody's got jewelry, then it's not the derech to be Mara. So just like we saw before, and remember that Tosfos clarified before that it had to do with the type of jewelry. It didn't have to do with who's wearing the jewelry. A type of jewelry that normally isn't taken off to be shown. Yes, albeit because it's worn by an Isha Kashurva. But then it boils down to Allah in the type of jewelry. Nowadays, all of the type of jewelry is not the derech to be taken out to be shown. Mela, the Gezerah doesn't apply in the Carmelis either. Others want to answer the first pshat and say that Bishlema, to say that a carmelis is like a Rosh Hashanah, you're right. But that too is only said when there is Rosh Hashanah. But where there's no Rosh Hashanah, we weren't machmir on carmelis either. It's like amazing and terrible. So then that's right. At the end, Tosfos says, and look, so davar, keep your mouth shut. But in the mail of the Mishnah Berurah points out here that it's mashma, the way that this whole thing is brought, especially because the Mechaber ends by saying that something that you're able to tell a woman not to wear because, let's say, it's not a normal thing to wear or she would listen to you about this, you should. So it says the Mishnah, you see that Lamaisa the Shulchan Aruch holds that you should not look up Tefillah really be somech on all of these Aterim. And that Be'emes, if it's possible to get a woman not to wear all of these things, then she Be'emes shouldn't wear it. Which would mean that she shouldn't wear it even in a chutzer. Right? So, even she doesn't hold that it's also b'toch habayis too. And some was a gezeiron. Okay, but that not much she doesn't bring.
How people know
to wear? Yeah. Amrav Yudam Arab. Kol makom she'asru chachamim b'pnei maris ha'ayin afilu b'chadrei chadrei masu. Where the Chachamim told you not to wear some certain things, let's say it said before that you're not allowed to wear army boots. Now, army boots, you're wearing army boots like anybody else is wearing boots. These happen to be your boots. You're wearing army boots. But the reason that Riaser over there is because it looks like you're going to go out to do an Isser on Shabbos. You're going to go out to fight. You're not supposed to start fighting on Shabbos, only if you're involved in a war. Or we said that an animal is not allowed to go out wearing a bell. Why? Because it looks like, even though it's not usher, but it looks like you're taking her to market on Shabbos. So therefore, that would mean that even B'chadrei Chadorim is saying it's also usher. The din of Maris Ayin is not when people are looking. The din with Maris Ayin defines the situation, whether people are looking or not. Frek the Gemara, it's non velo bezug avachishepaku. The Mishnah said that an animal can't walk out wearing a bell, even though the bell isn't going to ring. but nonetheless it looks as if you're taking it from Arkin. V'tanya, the bride says, V'tanya Yidav, pokek v'tzuv b'tzavara u'metayelim ha'b'chotza. That you're allowed, if you're poking the bells that shouldn't ring, then you can walk around with the animal as long as it's inside your own property. Why? If it's also from Maris Ayin, so then even your own property should be us. Says the Gemara Tanoi, this Yesod of Maris Ayin is really a machlokes Tanoi. Tanya, Shotchan Bechama, there's somebody got his clothes wet on Shabbos. So he was walking and it started pouring. Now he comes back home, the sun is shining, so he's allowed to spread them out. And they'll dry. Avolo k'neged am. You can't put them where people will think that you're hanging up things from your wash, because they'll be choshed you that you wash the clothes on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon say, if you're not allowed to hang it up outside, you can't hang it up in your chatzar either. So we see here that there's really a machlokas tanoim about whether there's a gzera in your own chatzar, the same gzera maris ayin as there would be outside.